We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, preface to the Book of Zohar, page 424, item 34. You can ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, preface to the Book of Zohar, page 424, item 34.
What did we speak about priorly? He's saying the following. Please read this example.
So we're reading one paragraph before the last. It's like a father who restricts himself to show his darling son face of pain or content, although he has no content or sorrow at all. Rather, he does it only in order to show his darling son and expand his knowledge so as to play with him. Only when he grows will he learn and know that all that his father did was no more real than mere playing with him. So is the matter before us. All these images and changes begin and end only with the impression of the souls. Yet, by the will of God, they appear as though they are in Him Himself. He does that to enhance and expand the attainment of the souls to the utmost, in accordance with the thought of creation, to delight His creatures.
Meaning the Creator deliberately plays with us by different forms, which we are impressed from. And these forms, which He shows us, are meant to enlarge our vessel so that we'll understand more and feel Him more, and we'll be able to be like Him by doing so. So ascends, descends, despairs, successes, everything we undergo, everything, it all comes from one source, from there's none else besides Him, and it is all needed in order to grow. The only question is, how do I prepare myself to accept these events, good events or bad events, when I don't really notice the events themselves? I feel them, but the important thing is that I join myself, ascribe myself to the leader, to there's none else besides Him, from whom everything comes. And in every moment in life, it doesn't matter what I feel during my existence, I connect it to Him. And thus, both the good and the bad things which happen, confusion, understanding, doesn't matter what, time after time, I constantly scrutinize what I receive from Him. And then I'm able to transcend my desire, my ego, and all the sensations which I undergo help me to be connected to Him despite the changes which occur in the events themselves. Thus, this is how we build the Kli. And it starts from the desire to receive. And the Kli is not built by the desire to receive and the events which occur within it, rather in the connection with the Creator above all these events. When strengthening the connection with the Creator is actually the Kli. And all the events are only a means, a mere means.
Item 34. Let it not surprise you that you find such a conduct in our corporal perception too. Take our sense of sight, for example. We see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. But in fact, we see all that only in our own interior. In other words, there is a sort of photographic machine in our hinder brain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. For that, He has made for us there in our brain a kind of polished mirror that inverts everything seen there, so we will see it outside our brain in front of our face. Yet, what we see outside us is not a real thing. Nonetheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us. This is because by that He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment and measure everything from within and from without.
Look, if I would have recognized all these discernments inside within me, how difficult it would have been, as he says, how difficult it would have been to recognize all these discernments, tens or hundreds of discernments in every human being, in every inanimate vegetative living. How impossible to depict, how impossible it is to depict that it is all found in our inner scrutiny. By being outside of me, it is as if being spread before me on the surface, and then I'm capable of relating to it in a form that my egoism departs and separates between each and every discernment and every matter within each and every inanimate vegetative living and human I recognize. And my ego, when it enters into this unity and splits it, now allows me, gives me the opportunity to start seeing the gaps, the changes, and many ingredients of my world. Otherwise, it would have been some kind of a one desire, one attribute within which I wouldn't have been able to discern anything. Meaning, the desire to receive, in order to receive, when it truly makes this, creates this blast, this shattering and remoteness between all these parts, allows us, out of this remoteness, out of this fatherness, to recognize things, to see them in this remoteness that was created between all of us, has to be filled with the presence of the Creator. Because all in all, Malchut, the Ein Sof in its first state is a dot, is a nekuda. And Malchut the Ein Sof in the third state is the whole of Ein Sof in its Or Chozer, when it attains Keter. Because Keter of Or Chozer is in the Malchut of Or Yashar, and Malchut Or Chozer is found in the Keter of Or Yashar. Meaning Malchut is rising itself to the Keter. The creature thus reaches the surface of the Creator, the entire surface of the Creator. By what? By the Creator giving him this huge surface that is entirely in order to receive, and he is now differentiating between all these parts upon the surface and is capable of inverting the relations between them to in order to bestow. That's the greatness of the attainment we receive. Yes, Maurice.
Good morning, Rav, friends, Quarkly. I have a question here about the article. He mentions here that we have this polished mirror which turns both parts into Levush and Echal as if it happens in us. What happens with the three parts that are in us? Baal HaSulam doesn't mention it here at all. These are parts that we don't need to take care of them. They don't need anything.
Shoresh Neshama Guf are my inner kelim, levush and heichal are my external kelim, because shorish neshama guf belong to, how to put it, to one's relation to oneself, and not that much for the others, which is called bestowing in order to bestow. Let's put it this way. It's like, I'm giving an example. It's like looking at a child. Until he has not grown, he is not independent. So you do not relate to him. You relate to the family he belongs to. Right? Who is he? Let's say, till the age of what, 14, 15? Who does he belong to? He doesn't have his own individual, personal identity. You can cause his correction, but his correction is done within himself. He's not yet in a particular authority where he's capable of reflecting and addressing external matters. It's like we're calling it a time of education, meaning he's still being educated. He is not yet responsible. He doesn't have those external relations. That's the correction of Galgalta Ve'enayim, Chafetz Chesed, the correction of Shoresh Neshama Guf. Whereas the vessels of Gimel and Daled, the vessels of reception, meaning the vessels of the light of Chokhmah, to receive in order to receive, or to receive in order to bestow, they want to receive, right? Now, these are already vessels which are acquired during the acceptance of one's, when independence, when you exist as a unit with respect to others. A child does not exist as an independent unit with respect to someone else. He's standing seemingly behind his mother and father. So this is why we're talking about the correction, especially of the correction of the breakage occurs especially in the vessels of Gimel and Dalet. We also studied the Gilgal Teve and Naim were corrected before the breakage. And during the breakage, Gilgal Teve and Naim also stood before the Parsayin, also did not break in and of themselves. Rather, they broke because they were connected with the Achab, with Dalet Gimel. Thus, when we correct the Gilgal Teve and Naim, the Shorosh Neshama Guf, we correct them because they connect to the Achab, because they're incorporated from the Achab, and now alongside with the Achab, they have to undergo their correction in order to correct the Achab, and not themselves. Thus, this phase, when we reach the level of Bina, delighting in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, is a phase in which we are still found in the time of preparation. When we're saying preparation, we mean until we reach the first degree of bestow, but the attribute of bestow. But later also, during those phases of 248 desires which we correct, that is the correction of Chafetz Chesed, it is also the time of preparation. Because it is, do not do to your friend what is hateful upon you. Meaning, I'm not doing anything to you what is hated by you. It is like the virtue of sedomite, of Zdom. It's nothing good or nor bad. Only in the virtue of Zdom, you deliberately don't do anything good nor bad. You don't make any kind of connections with him deliberately. Whereas here, you're incapable of doing it. This is why that's called sanctity and that's called Zdom. But it's still not a correction, because a correction is creating that connection between everyone. So until we don't reach receiving in order to bestow, until we don't work with the Achab, until we don't work with Dalet Gimel, with Levush and Eichal, we do not correct our vessels, because they are the ones who broke Dalet Gimel.
In that case, to connect it to what we have studied in the previous article about the Nogas, Klipa, and Mishcha Dechivya, this is beyond these processes, meaning the Klipa of Noga was already sorted out, and that brings me into a state, if I analyze where I am now, it brings me to a state where I am beyond the Klipa of Noga and Mishcha Dechivya. Is it true?
I didn't understand the question.
In the previous article, we've learned that the period of preparation is in the Klipa of Noga, where my free choice is in between half in demerit and half merit, meaning the Noga's shell. And my scrutiny about my preparation towards spirituality.
No. No. The shell of Noga and Mishchad Chivya, the serpent skin, it all belongs to the vessels of reception, which are corrected as much as we can in order to bestow. In our vessels of reception, we scrutinize many discernments. It is Mila, Priya, Tifad Dama, different, a lot of discernments. Tumot, Ma'asrot, a lot. But when we, in order to discern between what we have to correct and receive in order to bestow, and we correct it above reason, from below upward, till the end of correction, we're incapable of conceiving the light within the vessel itself. Whether we receive the light in rejection, which is the dust, the illumination of Chochmah is clothed only in the ascension of the Kelim from the Bia to Atzilut. But for the time being, we have no contact with the vessels of reception or to bestow. No. It is a phase after Chafetz Chesed. Well, let's continue a bit more.
So we are on page 424, lines that start without it. Without it, we would lose most of our perception. The same holds true with the godly will, concerning godly perceptions. Even though all these changes unfold in the interior of the receiving souls, they nevertheless see it all in the giver himself. Since only in this manner are they awarded all the perceptions and all the pleasantness in the thought of creation. You can also deduce that from the above parable, even though we see everything as actually being in front of us, every reasonable person knows for certain that all that we see is only within our own brains. So are the souls. Although they see all the images in the giver, they still have no doubt that all these are only in their own interior and not at all in the giver.
It is a shame that he does not continue to write about it, because out of his words we understand that there is a new perspective, a new method, a new relation to everything we are found in. And out of this we can understand the relation we should have, one should have towards the world. Because if everything I see before me, it is found within me, it's a replication of my inner qualities, then first and foremost, the world has no independence in and of its own. It has no personality. It does not exist. It is an imaginary world. It is replication of my attributes. If I would have been able to correct these attributes now, I would have felt a different world. Now, the question is, why, if so, I have to connect each and every person in the world and every inanimate, vegetative, and living creature to connect them nicely and harmoniously? Because by doing so, I invert my egoism, which is depicted within me as something that exists between all my parts, which are the whole world. By doing so, I can invert two in order to bestow, precisely because I see all these parts as alien, as hatred by me, that they are being repulsive. This picture, which I reject, helps me to scrutinize the degree of my corruption with respect to the correction. Meaning, if we wouldn't have had this picture outside of us, which shows us our inner state, we wouldn't have revealed anything in our inner state. Out of my ego, I wouldn't have felt anything within me. Only I would have lived, and that's it. without any understanding or attainment or a sensation that I'm even alive, because the feeling of life is not within the Kli itself. It is not inside, rather it is with respect to the external world. And out of this we speak about the inanimate, the vegetative, the living, and the speaking with respect to something that is outside of us. What exists only inside does not give us a sensation. And this is why the fact that we are found in such a state where we depict the reality as something outside of us, it is an opportunity to correct the perception and to bring us to the sensation of Ein Sof. From here, from these few lines, we can understand actually the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. We can bring it here and deduct the perception of reality, the perception of the world, the form of the world, the relation between all of its parts, everything. Because it is actually the external form, this external sensation is what gives us the room to research ourselves and who we are. Yes.
Vladik from the virtual group in Be'er Sheva is asking, should we ask only the correction for our inner sight, which is broken and doesn't enable us to see the reality as it is?
This correction is done by you, and there's none else besides him. And in Enalilimili, if now no one can help me, then who can? And love thy friend as thyself. And by reaching unification and bonding as one man, one heart. Oh, these slogans, what do they mean? What do they tell you? The same thing. When you're saying that you ought to connect the whole of reality to one, this means bringing it back to its true state. Yes.
He's asking, so what does it mean to want to connect if we're already in the corrected state?
Who's found in the corrected state? Who feels it?
This is exactly what he's asking. And the thing is that we don't feel it to be corrected. So what does it mean?
That you have to reach the sensation. Reach the sensation means to correct your vessels of perception. Okay? No one is asking. Yes.
Gilad from Kfar Saba is asking, can you explain this whole thing of seeing with the corporeal eye and the inversion with the photographic machine according to spirituality?
Not that much, because our mind does many things. I wouldn't have connected the two, because it will just confuse you. Since I'm talking about the fact that what we see outside of us, our mind flips it, and I see it in 180 degrees opposite, then it is a scientific fact that when we research our desires and the way we perceive reality, that's common to every science. It turns out that by doing so, I do not go out of this illusion. I don't break it. I just constantly study the illusion which I am. Not an illusion, rather the perception. I don't study about the illusion. I can learn about it only if I attain something from there's none else besides him and from the unity. Only then, with respect to those, I start feeling the gap between my inner and external perceptions. And it has no connection whatsoever to the physical flipping of your vision from within to without. That's just this optical lens which inverts the form. which you see.
Yosef from Netanya is asking, is it true to say that everything on the outside is also on the inside, but not everything on the inside?
Not also outside and inside. Not outside and inside. Rather, everything that it seems to me as outside exists inside, within me. And I live within myself, and besides that, I feel nothing. And the whole of reality that I feel, both me and the outside, it is all me. Divided in my perception into two horizons, so, verticals.
So he's saying, is everything on the inside is seen on the outside? Can you say that?
No. Who will see that? Who will see it? There is no such thing as on the outside. On the outside there is nothing. I can never reveal what is actually outside. Outside my vessels. I don't know what is there. I cannot say a word about it. It is an form, an abstract form, abstract from matter. It is the essence. I have no perception of it at all.
Elizabeth from St. Petersburg is asking, I have a feeling that I'm alive, and in addition, there is also this image in my brains. Is there a difference between them, between being alive and having this image depicted in my brain?
No. It is all our B-style psychology. Yes, Morris.
A question in light of all these questions. How do I know? Well, the feeling that I have, how do I know that this is my feeling and not something projected to me from my brain or from an upper force? How can I know that?
You do not know, and you cannot know until you won't see the true form. And the true form, the first true form, is when you connect with, there's none else besides him, arranges you this perception, places everything in place, and then you start controlling your inner kli to some extent. And we'll move on to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
מצב מאושר בעולמו של אדם המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלא השיער בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם עסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו מתאמץ ושאף מים בכלי מנוקב לרבות מעל בצימונו כל שיגע בו אתמול פג ונשרף לו הכל מחדש מתחיל עבודתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו, אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו. תנו לכם עכשיו, אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו. אין עוד מצב נושר, בעולמו של אדם, המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו. הוא כבר יגע ועשה, עד שמלא השיער, בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו. על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו